Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 5, and this is Letter 1432, and this is dated on the 25th day of Shvat, Baruch Hashem, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, I received your pidyon nefesh for yourself and for your, his kala, Bas Giloy, Mrs. Such. Such and such, Yichya, and when I will be on the Tzion, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, I will read it, and I'm sure that he will arouse great mercy to give them everything, to the flow should go for them and everything that they need, and especially in that which you write in the bottom of the Pidyon Nefesh, as far as his Kala, may she live, that they should have a Hasidish home, etc. So for sure, you, from your side, are also putting an effort in this to influence her in the above-mentioned spirit, in the spirit of the above. And what it's more important is to the approach of the entire home, because that is something which is open, especially in your community. According to what I hear, there is already they started to feel some sort of a chalishus, a weakness in this matter. And the Rebbe says that is as far as putting on a shaitel. And therefore, you needs to be with this, with a strength, that it's impossible without it, but she should put on and wear a shaitel specifically, without any doubt that his wishes will find the proper words that will bring it to fruition, and it will be successful with blessings, one who waits for Besuras Tevis Bahanal. The Rebbe would originally be Mesader Kiddushin, in the very, very beginning, he would be the one that officiated on the ceremonies of a marriage of Chosin Kala in the very first few years. But of course, the condition had to be that the woman is going to wear a shaitel, that the Kala will wear a shaitel. The Rebbe's view in a lot of areas is that the safest and the most proper way to assure the covering of a woman's hair is through a shaitel. And that's why we're here to see that.